AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He shielded Osama bin Laden from the U.S. after 9/11. Then, Taliban leader Mullah Omar ran for his life as the U.S. began airstrikes over Afghanistan. This morning, we are hearing that Mullah Omar is dead. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The reclusive Omar has not been seen in public since late 2001. He's been declared dead many times since, and an Afghan official says his government is examining the latest claims. A Pakistani official calls the rumors of Omar's death speculation aimed at disrupting peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan. The next round of talks is due to begin Friday, and if Omar is dead, it would complicate the peace process, since the Taliban would be vulnerable to fracturing under pressure without a leader. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Day six of the search for two missing teenage boaters from Florida. The Coast Guard now searching an even wider area north to the South Carolina coast. One petty officer on a rescue plane told our correspondent how committed they are to finding these boys. "You search like it's your mom out there," he told us. In Pasadena, California, a 75-foot-tall, 75-year-old pine tree suddenly fell over onto a group of children at a day camp.
We heard a crack, and then I just caught a glimpse of the tree falling down.
Little Andrew Aguaniga talked to KNBC-TV. Eight children were injured, two of them critically. We don't know yet why the tree fell over. The Minnesota dentist who killed a beloved lion on a bow hunting trip to Zimbabwe says in a statement he didn't know the lion was part of a protected study. Cecil the lion was skinned and beheaded after Walter Palmer killed him. This is AP Radio News. For those of you interested in buying a house or a car, those interest rates may be about to go up. Here's our Shirley Smith.
The Federal Reserve is moving toward raising interest rates, but probably not yet. Analysts will be checking the statement the Fed officials issue at the end of today's policy meeting for clues as to when that first rate increase since 2006 might occur. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen has made it pretty well known that the interest rate, which is near zero, will go up by the end of the year. But the economy still faces some difficulties. Subpar U.S. manufacturing and business investments, and the problems in Europe and Asia. Shirley Smith, Washington.
GM has launched a $5 billion initiative to build cars for China and other emerging markets. However, the Chinese demand that GM was counting on to power the company's growth has collapsed. June sales in China shrank by almost 3.5% from a year earlier. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.